Good evening, everyone. It's time to take charge of your life. Hello, this is marriage and family therapist Eleanor Barbaro, your host, inviting you to take charge of your life on WDIY. The theme of this program is that so many events in life happen to us over which we have no control. Our only control is our response to life's situations. It is often said that 90% of life's events happen to us, and 10% is what we make happen. Tonight we talk about how each of us has a story to tell, or, for that matter, many stories that matter. According to my guest this evening, Linda Olson, author of Your Story Matters, each of us has a story to tell, and the world is waiting to hear it. In her book, Your Story Matters, Linda Olson reveals how our stories influence others, help us to connect and build trust, and impact the lives of others and allow others to experience us. Her book provides us with an experience that teaches us that our stories matter, not only to us, but our family. My guest this evening is Linda Olson, author of Your Story Matters. She is an international speaker and story coach. She's the founder and CEO of Wealth Through Stories. She is a former college dean and writer. Originally from Manitoba, Canada, she currently resides with her husband in Southern California, where they enjoy spending time with family and telling stories to their grandchildren. It is a pleasure to welcome Linda Olson to help us take charge of our lives on WDIY. Welcome, Linda Olson.
Thank you, Ellie. It's a pleasure to be on and share story with you. It's one of my favorite things to do.
Well, how did story become such an important part of your life, Linda?
Well, interesting. That is actually, it's a big story, and it started a long time ago for me. It actually started out as a very sad story. When I was only 14 years of age, through a tractor accident, my little two-year-old brother was killed. Mm. I was the one driving the tractor. And as you can only imagine, that was a long, long time, a long journey to healing. But something happened after I came to complete healing. I looked around and I thought, it was actually the first time, it was only then when I owned my story that I even realized I had a story. And as I looked around at other people and I thought, if I've got a story, so does everybody around me. But why aren't we telling our stories? And I discovered, as I did some research, the number one reason we're not telling our story is because most people don't think they have one. And that clearly is not the truth. Everybody has a story. In fact, our life is made of thousands, perhaps millions of stories. Stories unfold every day.
I think you're absolutely right. Let me ask you, in your own instance, was recognizing your story about that accident, did that help you to heal?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And it was, you know what, and that was really only after I worked. I had gone through my own therapy, but at this point I was working with a coach. And she was so taken with my story, and she worked in depth with me and helped me to recognize not only that I had a story, but the power that there is in story and that there is in my story. And so, yes, absolutely, that brought healing. You know, sharing our stories, just the opportunity to share our stories, and they don't have to be big stories like that. They can be our everyday stories. It just it helps us often to bring healing and clarity to our life.
You know, I was just thinking as you were talking, one story that I have and that I like to tell is how I came to my current vocation. And that is, I remember being 19 years old and sitting in the living room with my mother, I was a sophomore in college, and she said to me, "Honey, so isn't it time for you to select a major?" I said, "Yeah, Mom, you're right." She said, "So what do you want to major in?" I said, "Well, I'd like to major in theater and maybe become an actress." And she said, and this is a quote, she said, "My daughter is going to major in theater and become an actress? Sleep with every producer on Broadway to get a part? Not my daughter. Pick another major."
Oh, that's a great story.
So I did. I became a speech and drama major, and I thought I would become a speech and drama person in the high school and do all the plays for the high school. And as a matter of fact, that was a turn that took me to meeting my husband, who was student teaching in the same high school. So you see, stories do matter.
Yes, they do.
And tell us, how did you decide that each of us has a story, Linda?
You know, I think it was mostly when I did my research. And like I said, I looked around and I thought, why aren't we telling our stories? And I also realized that even if somebody felt like they had a story, that they didn't think it was important enough that others would want to hear their stories. And stories are a way, I believe, they're the number one way to connect with one another. If you share, just like you shared the story with us right now, it helps me to understand and get to know you. And in the same way as you ask me about my story, then you get to know about me. So it's a great way to connect and to relate with one another. And then, of course, if people, you know, especially if you're a speaker or you don't have to be a formal speaker, but it may be that you're doing a little workshop or giving a presentation at the office or whatever it may be, and at that point, people hesitate to tell their stories because they feel like they don't know how. And really, story is very simple. Story is about an event or an experience. And just like you and I are chatting now,
yes,
that's how simple story is. It's just sharing an experience.
Which brings to mind my dad. My dad had an eighth grade education. He would have liked to have gone further and become an accountant. But he was the eldest in his family, and it was his responsibility, they felt, because his dad had died, to find a way to make money for the family. And he went, what he did was to walk the street, and he found a man selling apples and bananas on the corner, and then he said to the man, "Look, I don't have money, but if I take some apples and bananas and go across the street, and when I sell them, I'll come back and I'll pay you. Is that okay?" And the guy said yes, and that's how my dad got started in fruit and vegetable business.
Wow. That's a great story. Thanks for sharing that. I love it.
So if you've just tuned in, we're talking with Linda Olson, who has written a wonderful book called Your Stories Matter, Breaking Through Secrets to Stories That Transform. So tell us, how did you come to understand that stories had a certain organizational process to it?
You know, that's a good question. I think it was really through my coach. My coach, fortunately, was not only my coach, but she also, her specialty was in storytelling. And so I trained with her for a few years about storytelling. And she was on the cutting edge of business, and she said, "Story is just barely beginning to unfold right now." Even though we go back, story's been used for thousands of years, but it's like it's almost something new, and it has to do with this new paradigm shift in business that traditional sales aren't working anymore. And so today we are finding new ways to connect, and it's through building a relationship. And the best way to do that is through stories. So she said, stories on the cutting edge. People are going to want to and need to hear more and more about it. And so with that, I did more research, and I thought, wow, this is big, and she's right. And I realized once I had owned my story, and I felt like it was my new calling, that I wanted to help other people not only understand and grasp that they had an important story, and whether they use it formally in business or whether it's talking to their neighbor, that it has to do about who they are and recognizing their own value.
Well, I think that's a beautiful point. I was not aware of the change in business and the business culture, that they have recognized that the story is a good way to relate. Now, tell us, in the book you have there's certain concepts in storytelling. You call it the five C's: creation, clarity, courage, confidence, and connection. What do you mean by connection, by creation?
Oh, just what I mean by that is simply that story is easily created. There are really three simple parts to every great story. Every great story has conflict. So if you think about for a minute, if you were... have you ever seen a movie without conflict?
Oh, that's true.
and so conflict, you know, conflict is used throughout the movie. First of all, there's usually often starts with a major conflict to draw us in, and then to keep us involved, emotionally involved in the movie, there's conflict throughout the movie, and so conflict is really one of the greatest pieces, and it's because we live in such a broken world today that everybody knows pain or problems on one level or another. And so that's how we connect. We connect through conflict or through pain. And behind every conflict is a resolution. And sometimes that resolution will come immediately, and the conflict doesn't have to be this big, ugly conflict. It can be as simple as, you know, needing to make a decision. Am I going to do this first today, or am I going to do this? And so as we decide that, then comes the resolution. So it's conflict, resolution. It's like our story pathway. Our journey in life is really made up of conflict resolution, conflict resolution, conflict resolution. And then with story, the only thing, especially if we're giving a talk or something, we just add an introduction.
We're going to talk more with Linda Olson about Your Story Matters when we return to Take Charge of Your Life on WDIY.
Spread the word about your business or organization to a well-informed audience. Become an underwriter with WDIY. Our lineup of NPR news and locally produced programs reaches thousands of engaged listeners in the Lehigh Valley and beyond. Underwriting on WDIY is an affordable and effective way to provide information about your product and services to people who care. To learn more about underwriting opportunities, 610-694-8100, extension 6, or WDIY.org.
Welcome back to Take Charge of Your Life. Hello, this is Eleanor Bobrow, your host. This evening, we're talking with Linda Olson, an international speaker and story coach, and she's the author of Your Story Matters, Breakthrough Secrets to Stories That Really Transform. And I want to mention that this is a wonderful book, and many of you may want to get a copy of it. And Linda will tell us how you can do that in a little bit. But Linda, tell us about how you got started with your own stories. You grew up on a farm in Manitoba?
Yes, I did. I grew up in a farm in Manitoba, Canada, Midwest Canada. And, you know, on the farm, we all had to work very hard. But unfortunately, there was very little opportunity to earn any kind of money. And I wanted to earn some money. So So one day I found this little ad in a magazine that said you could order and sell garden seeds. And so I checked with my mom, and she said that would be fine. So I ordered the seeds, and on a Saturday I would take my bike and I would go from farm to farm selling seeds. Well, of course, you know, farms were a big distance apart. So I might get, half a dozen or so farms in a Saturday afternoon, but everybody bought from me. I was so excited, and I came home, and I realized many years later that this was the beginning of an entrepreneurial dream, that people did what people are doing today. And that is, I'd said earlier, stories are about building relationships. Well, the reason people bought from me is because in those neighborhoods, we all knew each other. And it was something that they needed. And I was offering them something that they didn't have to drive 12 miles into town to get some garden seeds. Everybody was going to plant their gardens. So they were delighted. I was delighted to be able to earn a few dollars, and it was just a fun time.
Well, so what you're saying is that each of us has experiences that are stories, and they are there to be shared with our children, with our friends, our neighbors, and people want to hear our stories. Is that what you're saying, Linda?
Absolutely. And they're there every day. We don't, you know, this was a story from a long time ago. Let me tell you a story 2 weeks ago. We had a large family gathering. We had never done this before. People came from a few different states, and we were all meeting at a big, beautiful ranch in near Cody, Wyoming. Mm. So one night, and there were like 45 of us, and so one night we were having this barbecue at the river, and we could bring our wieners and our hamburgers and our s'mores and whatever we wanted. We had this big barbecue, and the owner of the ranch, he kind of walked a little ways away from us at one point. Nobody really noticed. He just quietly slipped out, and he was fishing in the river. And in no time at all, he had caught this huge fish, and somebody else saw it, and they said, "Wow, look at that." And we all came running to see this huge fish and, of course, wanted our pictures. Well, suddenly, while going closer, something kind of sounded fishy to me. And as we got closer, we realized he had taken off the mounted fish from the wall at his cabin to just play a little joke on us. And he said the reaction was well worth it.
Well, that's a story that all of your family will take back for generations, and we'll be talking about it forever.
Absolutely. But that's how, stories unfold every day, and they're everyday stories. And a lot of times, I don't think about them as a story when it's happening, but it's then later. I'll come home and I'll tell my husband, or I'll tell our daughters or our little grandsons about something, and recognize that this is a story. It's just sharing an experience. That simple.
Well, you know, that brings to mind, I spoke earlier of my dad, and he worked until he was 89 years old. And what I couldn't understand was he worked down in Wall Street, and he was sent by big banks to negotiate with other banks on problems that they were having. And I couldn't really understand. I mean, he did very well, and they really they liked him, they employed him, but I couldn't understand. But what I learned later was that my dad had a way of sharing experiences and helping out and negotiating difficult problems, even though he had just an eighth grade education. He had stories to tell, and that's what they liked. And he was able to lessen tensions in the banks and amongst the executives, and they really enjoyed his storytelling. So that makes sense to me now. That's what got him his successful employment downtown in Wall Street, New York, at the age of 89.
Wow. That's a fabulous story. You know what? It triggers for me a story about my dad as well. My dad only had grade 5 education. He had to stay home and work very hard, the oldest in the family. And he was a storyteller, and I didn't understand until my coach said, she said, education, she said, we are all born as natural storytellers, and this is one time in our life that education can work against us, because the more education we have, often we're trying so hard to perform for the authorities or the teachers in our life, and we lose that creativity. And so my dad, even at he lived till 87 years of age, and literally within 2 or 3 days in the hospital, just before he passed away, he had all these people from the community surrounding his bed, and he was still telling stories. It was really fun. Everybody knew him as a storyteller.
Uh-huh. I think my dad would have enjoyed meeting your dad, that's for sure.
I think so, too.
Well, I think that is one. Tell us how we can get a copy of this wonderful book. How do we go about it? Is it on the web? How do we go about communicating with you and getting a copy?
Oh, yes. Well, certainly, you can pick up a copy on Amazon. The other thing is that if you would like a digital copy or even to take a look at to begin with, you can go to wealththroughstories.com/YSM-book. And I'll repeat that. wealththroughstories.com/YSM/book. And, of course, you're always welcome to go on my website, wealththroughstories.com, and there's a place there that you can send me a little note. And if you didn't get this address, just send me a note saying, I would love to get a copy of your digital book. And as an extra gift, I would also like to offer anybody who's interested, I'm giving a free 30-minute story coaching session. And if you're interested in story and want to help get started or know how to tell stories or whatever it may be, I would be happy to chat with you.
And how do you get that 30-minute free 30-minute coaching session on your website?
You know what? If you go, you can do it on the website and send me a note and say that. Or you can also go to that link that I just said, wealththroughstories.com/YSM-book. And it'll give you an opportunity to both get the digital book as well as the 30-minute story coaching session.
Well, that's wonderful. I'm sure everybody would be interested. And this is a very fine book that everybody might want to get a hold of and become aware of their own stories. Tell us, Linda, did you ever have an experience where a story made an impact that you were not prepared for?
Well, absolutely. You know, sometimes as we're just sharing with somebody, or since I am a speaker, of course, you know, I use a lot of stories in my talks or whatever, it can be, sometimes it's years later, where people will come up to me, especially if it's local in the community or whatever, and said, you know what, 3 years ago, I heard you speak, and you said such and such and such. Well, I have long forgotten that I have said that until they share it with me, but it changed my life. And, of course, there's nothing that does our heart is as joyful and fulfilling as hearing something like that. To me, that is the greatest gift anybody could give me, is to share that in some way they were impacted with something I said or a story that I told.
Well, I think that what's very important is that each of us has a story that we may not have even regarded, but it's an experience that we may have had as a child or growing up or in our work, and people want to hear that. I mentioned my dad. I mentioned that he worked till he was 89 years old. He would have worked further, but he would have worked longer, but he was on his way to pick up his paycheck, and he was in the New York City subway station in the train. And for some reason or other, the train he was riding stopped. And my dad, being who he was, got up and said, "What's going on around here? Why is the train moving?" And as he got up, the train lurched forward. He fell, hit his head, and that was the end of his working experience.
Wow.
Because, you know, when you're 89, that's what happens. But
yes.
He did last 4 years longer, but that was the end of his working experience.
Wow.
And I must say, it was more than a working experience, because in New York City, you have all of these subways and steps to climb, and it's busy, and it's very crowded. And I said, "Dad," I said, "what do you do with all these people? New York City subways are so crowded. How do you manage?" He said, "Daughter, I stand in front of the guy with the biggest pupik. The door's open, he gives me a push, and I'm in."
Wow.
That was Dad's survival story. But but each of us can look back with our own families, our own friends, and we all have stories to share. And can you give us another example of story in your own life that was meaningful to your friends or family?
Well, you know, just as you were saying that each of us have examples, what I think about is opening up a photo album. If people don't think they have a story, just open up a photo album, any photo album, and sit down with somebody, and both of you in no time will be sharing story after story. And I love photos. I have a lot of photo albums. And the little story that comes to mind is when our daughter had gone to college and she came home, brought a young man with her, and she walked into, I have a workshop room where I used to teach people to take their lovely photos and put them in beautiful albums. And she said, "If you want to know anything about my life," she said, "just say the year and the dates you want to know about, and my mom has an album for you."
Oh, how wonderful.
She had never said that before. I was so surprised that she said that. And I thought, yeah, that's where the stories are.
Thank you, Linda Olson, author of Your Story Matters, for helping us to take charge of our lives by understanding that each of us has a story to tell and that it matters to our family and friends. For further information, you can contact Linda at her website,
wealththroughstories.com.
Thank you again for listening. Thank you, Neil Heaver, producer. See you all on the radio next Monday evening at 6:30 p.m. when I again invite you to take charge of your life on WDIY.